Cleaning Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I am so excited to help you and hang out with you today. If you are serious about taking your cleaning company to the next level to get the time and money freedom that you've always wanted that got you into this business, go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now and check out the absolutely free video I made for you about the five shifts you and your company need to build the cleaning company that you've always dreamed of. If you've ever dreamt of being a guest on this podcast and making pod magic with yours truly, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/apply. growmycleaningcompany.com/apply right now to get on the show. Today, we are chatting with Matteo Berlofa Spadafora, owner of Maids Santa Monica. Maids Santa Monica has been serving the Southern California area for 4 years. If you want to reach out to Matteo and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.maidssantamonica.com. Matteo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. How are you?
Living the dream, man. As we jump in, I want to let everyone know, not only has Matteo been on the show before, I think he's a return guest, but he was one of my one-on-one clients and just an all-around good guy. So that said, what's going on since you were last on the show, brother?
Working as usual here in Los Angeles and keeping very busy with my teams and very good customers.
Beautiful. What's going on in your world today that I can help you with and bring some value to?
So my question for you today is, how can I sell my cleaning company?
Cool. Well, there's really two pieces to that. One is the preparation for selling, which most people forget about, and the other is the selling itself. So we're going to spend, if it's okay, 90% of our time on how to prepare for sale, because once you've got an asset that everybody wants, how to sell it is super easy. You sell it online, you can go through a business broker, you can just kind of put the word out, hey, I want to sell this thing. And when it's the business that we're going to describe, very easy to sell for top dollar. That said, if you don't do these things, it can be very difficult to sell, and you really got to, I don't know, have a really good broker or a really good network, or you got to have some sort of magic. So we're going to focus on making your asset something crazy valuable and of high perceived value, real value and perceived value to the world. And then the actual selling part, we're not going to spend much time on because it's pretty easy. Fair?
Yeah, perfect. Okay. Thank you.
So first and foremost, let's lay a little bit of a foundation. Having had a business, of one sort or another, or multiple businesses over the last 20 plus years, I've been through the gamut of, I love this business, there's not enough money in the world that you could pay me for it, to, I hate this thing, if you give me a hug and a nickel, I would be the heck out of here. and I'm sure you and in our audience, who's been in any of your audience who's been in business for any amount of time, feels the same way, right? It's kind of a roller coaster. The problem is it's paradoxical. The time that we want to sell is when it's least valuable, and the time that we don't want to sell it is when it's the most valuable. So what we need to do is find a way to keep it where we love it and it's at high value, and then we can choose to sell it because we want the money and we're not panicked, as opposed to low value when we're like, I hate this thing, I want to get rid of it, which is when it's at its lowest value. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So we're going to talk about, the good thing is every day you don't sell your business and you continue to run it, you're the buyer, right? You're buying it with your time and the equity that you could exchange for cash. You're keeping that equity in there and not exchanging it for cash and continuing to put more equity in it through time or your own money. So every day you don't sell it, you're buying it. So even if you're not going to sell, for everyone out there going, well, I don't want to sell my cleaning company, this can still bring a lot of value, because again, if some other human being isn't the buyer, you're the buyer, and we want to make sure we prepare this thing for sale. So if you're the buyer, you've got this very valuable asset that you love as opposed to this thing that you hate. So I've got three main things, having sold three businesses or four, two of which for seven figures, the last two for seven figures. I've done this a couple times, so this isn't stuff I've read in a book or heard was a good idea. These are what I've done to prepare my businesses for sale and get what I feel is pretty much top dollar pretty quickly without a lot of headache. So the three things are, first, a clean set of books. This sounds kind of like a given, but so many people don't do this. And this means a couple things. First and foremost, we don't run a lot of bullcrap expenses through the company or do a lot of cash deals that we put in our pocket. There's a lot of reasons I don't like doing that. One, certainly we don't want to get in trouble with the government. Two, when our employees see us doing stuff like that, it really repels the honest employees who we want and attracts the dishonest employees who we don't want. Oh, well, if you know we steal from the government or cheat or lie or kind of fudge the books or the numbers or don't report all of our income, it's just not good for the business. Second of all, when you go to sell it and you try to explain to your potential buyer, hey, I know that my tax returns show that I've been making 12 bucks a year, but really I've been making 300,000. You should give me all the money. Good luck with that, right? They're not interested in that. But when your books are super clean and there's no explanation, well, hold on. I know this says cost of goods sold, but it's really my wife's, you know, clothing allowance. That's a bear to try and sell. So if you really want to sell your business, start, I mean, I would start this whether you're selling or not, but this goes double for anyone selling their business. All money, cash, non-cash, every expense goes through the business, or all income goes through the business. Only legitimate business expenses come out. Salary is a legitimate business expense. If they're paying for a cell phone, that's a legitimate business expense. If you have a car that you use. So I'm not saying you can't run any expenses through the business, but they have to be legitimate business expenses that a buyer is going to understand when you go, yeah, there's $3,000 a year. That's my cell phone and my wife's cell phone because we use it for the business. And if that's the case, that they will add that back and they will take it. But again, when you go, oh, I know this says, you know, employee training, but it's really my wife and I's trip to Acapulco. That's a little harder to sell both the government and the buyer. So the first thing is a clean set of books where you can point to every single penny. And there's not a lot of, you know, here's my shoebox full of receipts kind of a thing. It's here's QuickBooks. Click anywhere. Every dollar, every penny that's ever come in or gone out of this business, I can tell you, or QuickBooks certainly can tell you exactly where it went. Questions, comments before we move on to number two?
No, that's, it makes totally sense. Yeah, you want to be transparent and show everything, all the money flowing in and out of the company. Because if you want to start picturing the company as something else that is not a reported on the books, then it's impossible.
Yeah, and just picture yourself when you're buying, right? If you're trying to buy a company and the guy's explaining to you how all these expenses are fake and how there's more income that he didn't report, and he wants you to give him American money for that kind of nonsense, you're not going for it, and just like nobody else will. So it's a good idea whether you're selling your company or not. It's almost a non-negotiable for the first 2 or 3 years preceding you selling your company. All right, that's kind of the hard and fast, like nuts and bolts of it. Let's talk about something softer that they can bring as much or more value. Oh, and the other thing is, especially if you're selling your business for less than $5 million, certainly if it's less than $1 million, you're going to be competing with a bunch of knuckleheads that don't have clean books. So that alone, when they're claiming, oh, we made all this and all this, but you have to understand and add this back and take this out, that's your competition. So the cleaner you are, not only is it just going to make your business more valuable, but it's just going to stand out in terms of, you know, that might be the only business they're looking at, or one of very few businesses that have clean books. So that alone might just say, even if you don't get more money, they might just go, well, that's the only business I could buy because it's the only business I could, you know, verify actually was making money. So it really can be a game changer. All right. That said, the second piece is the amazing culture. Whether it's a donut or cleaning services or an entire cleaning business, humans buy the same thing for a dollar, for $100,000, or for $10 million. They buy on emotion and back it up with logic. So the clean books is going to be the logic that you're going to be able to back it up with. The problem is you're competing with lots of different businesses. And if we're selling a cleaning company, we're probably not on the top quadrant of sexiness, right? In terms of, well, I could buy this parachuting company, I could buy this drag racing company, or I could buy a cleaning company, right? And I'm just making up random things that sound fun that probably don't even exist. But so we're a little low on the sexy chart. The way we can overcome that is have a culture that is amazing. We always had, and if you're, again, the beautiful thing is if you're following the clean profit method, these are good for you whether you're selling your business or not selling your business. They just become even more required when you are selling your business. If you have, we are always creating content, fun, core values-based content. One of the modules in clean profit method is the 4 C's of content creation. One of those C's is core value-based content. If you are creating and if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, certainly growmycleaningcompany.com/live, you can see some of the content that we make, that Cleaning Nation makes, just us having fun with our people and our lives. And hopefully you can see that go, I want to be a part of this community. You can't put a price on that. I would say my last business I sold, which was a car dealership, the guy just loved the vibe. He loved the dealership. He loved the vibe. He loved who we are, how we presented ourselves. And these video and the content that we created to share our core values with the world for our customers, I think ultimately are what attracted the buyer. And he just wanted to be a part of this community. And he had the money so he could buy his way into being the owner of the community. So That's how you add sex appeal, not legitimate sex appeal. Come on, Mateo, stop it. But, you know, figurative sex appeal to a very unsexy business like cleaning is a culture where people are having fun and people are like, wow, that is something I want to be a part of. Let me in. Ultimately, your buyer is going to have those same emotions that your customers have and your employees. And let me tell you, you build a culture that employees feel as special and want to be a part of, customers will feel the same way. And if customers feel the same way, your ultimate customer of one who buys the whole darn thing, he's going to be attracted to that same thing. So that culture that you're going to create, this core values-based culture where everybody's part of something bigger and they just all want to contribute and it feels special and amazing and magical and you've got all sorts of content and events and I can't put a price. Well, for my last two businesses, I could put quite a big price on. It was seven figures, right? That's I really feel they bought from that more than anything. So the books are what's going to clean set of books is what's going to satisfy the logical part of their brain, but the amazing culture is going to get the emotion in, which is going to allow you to compete with other businesses that are quite frankly sexier than the cleaning business. Questions or thoughts on that before we hit the last one, Mateo?
No, I got the importance of the culture, the company culture, on our one-on-one session. So you really stressed the fact that it's critical to build a company culture. And I've been working on this for the last couple of years, and it's a pretty good environment at the moment. And I think I would be able to sell it well. Yeah.
Well, Mateo, if you've got any cool videos or pictures or things that really are going to highlight the company culture, send them to me. I'll have Christy, our VA, put them on your show notes page so everyone can see what kind of amazing culture you're creating. And then Cleaning Nation, if someone out there is like, I need that in my life and you've got too much money and want to give it to Mateo, you reach out to him and that'll be fantastic. All right. So the first one is a clean books, which is the logical piece. The second one is an amazing culture, which is the emotional piece. The third final piece that you really need to have to get top dollar and really be able to sell your business quickly and easily is a hybrid of both. It's going to appeal to both the logical and the emotional piece. And it is systems, and more systems. Both of the businesses I sold, we were working, when I say I mean my wife and I, would go into the office around 9 or 10 or not, and leave around 2 or 1:30, like kind of just, and we did that because we had such a cool culture, we wanted to be around. It wasn't so much like, oh, we've got to, you know, nose to the grindstone, off to the salt mines. It was more we did it because we loved it. That lifestyle is extremely appealing. Right. Even if you're making 100 grand a year, which, you know, I guess in LA is probably not that much, but in the nation, that's probably a pretty good wage. But it's just you cleaning all day, every day, and it's just treacherous work. That's a very low value company because people can, it's like, I'm buying a job, right? I'm just cleaning for high pay, but I'm still cleaning all day, every day. And if I don't clean, I don't get paid. If I travel or get sick or whatever, I can't clean. I stop getting paid. That's not really a business. The value of that is virtually zero. It's probably more than zero, but it's just crazy low. However, if you have that same business where you're like, oh, I only have to work 40 or 50 hours a week and I don't clean, it's just a lot of ordering supplies and managing people and hiring and going here and talking to customers and blah, 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 blah. That's got some value, right? $100,000 is $100,000 in profit. People pay for that. But if you have a business that's got an amazing culture, crazy clean books, and you can show up or not, it doesn't matter. But you want to show up because you love the people, but these systems are so tight and so clean and running without you, and you're just kind of above and elevated and slightly outside of this whole machine that's running. And maybe you just work 5, 10, 15 hours a week, and that's really just kind of touching base with people, making sure everybody feels spectacular. If that's your reality, that thing is going to go for all the money, right? And that reality is created with systems. So instead of Mateo ordering supplies and picking up the supplies and dropping off the supplies, we have a system handle that. Instead of Mateo doing the hiring and training and all that, we have a system that covers that. Instead of Mateo doing fill in whatever blank that you want, we have a system that covers that. So those systems allow you to have the lifestyle that you want, which again, $100,000 without you having to do any work that just kind of goes on. And the work that you do is super fun because, everyone loves when you come around and you love seeing everybody and it's just a blast and all that money is accounted for and clean and legitimate. You could almost name your price. That those three things, the synergy between those three things is, the last business I sold, when my broker approached me, I said, I'm really not interested in selling, tell him thanks, but no thanks. Again, right, we talked about, right? If I was desperate, that would have been bad. I didn't really want to sell. That was good. He called back and said, the guy really just wants to meet. You don't even have to sell. Just meet with them. And I said, I'll meet, but he has to pay full price. I'm not negotiating $1. It has to be all cash. And we have to close in 45 days. And I have to like him. And I thought, well, if that won't get rid of the guy, I don't know what will. Broker called me back within an hour. Done. Can we meet later today? He's in. You say where, he'll be there. And we met, and the guy was great, and he kept his word on all that. We didn't negotiate one penny on the price. He paid all cash. It took a little longer to close because we owned real estate, but it wasn't his fault. He was ready, willing, and able to close at the time, but it took a little longer. And that was that. So that's the best way to sell a business. So in the way I was able to do that, clean books, amazing culture, systems. Question, comments, rude remarks, anything else before we hit the lightning round, Mateo?
How do you price it? Is there like a certain multiplier that is commonly used for cleaning companies?
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's a certain multiplier for cleaning companies. It certainly could be dependent on certainly all those things, right? If you multiplier of what depends on how trustworthy your books are, depends on what you're, so all the things we talk about have a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
It also has to do with the time. So I don't know when you're listening to this podcast, but if the economy is very good, and money is easy to access, right? People aren't always going to have cash. They're going to need to borrow money from the banks. You can get a lot more. If it's the opposite, we're in a depression and there's no money and cash is king and nobody has cash. You're going to have to lower your price, especially in those times. Oftentimes our businesses are suffering. They're not doing as well as they were. So a lot of it has to do with economy. Other things have to do with parts of the world, right? The economy in Canada might be strong, and the United States weak, or vice versa. United States might be strong. California might be getting crushed, right? I think California makes it a little difficult to sell a business there because there's so many regulations. Texas might be, you might get more money because they're very open and friendly to businesses. So all that to say, there are a lot of factors in addition to clean books, right? Amazing culture and systems that are going to do it. Talk to a local business broker because he's obviously going to be able to tell you what the market's doing today. And he's also going to be able to tell you what kind of multiples you have. But I'd say at the low end, a 2x multiple, right? So if you're making 100 grand a year, maybe 200 grand a year, at the high end, 4 or 5x multiple. But again, that can really drastically change based on the economy, how good your books are, amazing culture, systems. And again, the way I did it, I had a business that I didn't want to sell and it was unique. There was no culture. There was no cool business that people wanted to be a part of. I had a club that was exclusive and this guy wanted not just in, he wanted to own it. So we had built a brand that was so attractive, we could kind of name our price. Did that answer your question, Mateo?
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool. And I know I was a little evasive. I wasn't trying to not answer. I just didn't want to say, yep, 3x, 2.8x every time, because that's just not the truth. It depends on where you are, who you are, what type of business, what the economy is doing. Just too many factors. So a business broker would be able to tell you what any business is worth, in his opinion, a couple in terms of multiplier. But I promise you, not only will you get more money, but you will sell it so much faster and so much easier with the three things I said. I'll give you one bonus thing and we'll hit the lightning round. Always make sure that you own and run that business like you're going to own and run it until you die, until the check clears. I've heard of guys, sophisticated buyers will stretch it out knowing that, you know, Mateo's already got his boat. He's already retired. He's so happy. He's, you know, buying all these things. His life's going to be amazing because he's going to sell for this big thing. And the buyers know that. So at the closing table, they go, hey, Mateo, I know we $850,000 was the price. That's off the table. We're going to give you $680,000. And if you don't like it, goodbye. And they know that you've already emotionally checked out. The business is kind of, you're out. And the business is becoming less and less valuable the longer the close takes. And a lot of times they'll delay the close to put you in more and more pressure and pain. So at the end, you're like, I don't care. I'll take anything. I just got to get out of this thing. So the way to defend yourself against that is make the business more and more valuable every single day you own it. Both of my last two businesses that sold for 7 figures each, had they tried to pull that at the closing table, I'd said, no problem. I'm so glad that you said that. The business is now, because, you know, it takes, 45 days at the shortest, 4 or 5 months. It could take up to a year, but, 2 to 4 months has been my experience. Maybe 5 months. They're literally, hey, it's more valuable. We're earning more. We're doing so well. We're growing and the culture's so good. And it's such a damn good opportunity. I was actually wanting to raise the price, but I'm not a dirtbag like you going, hey, I know I told you I'd sell for $850, but it's now $950. That's not right. So I didn't do it to you. But now that you've gone crazy and tried to screw me. The price is $950, and if you don't want it, fine. I'll go sell it to the next guy for $950 because I love this business and I am in zero pain. So that's really important not to emotionally check out before the check is cleared and fall for that. All right, let's hit the lightning round. As we head in, I want to remind you, go to growmancleaningcompany.com for all of our cool podcasts. We've got a webinar up. There are videos. Again, if you want to apply to be on the show, growmancleaningcompany.com/apply. If you want to check out our next live event, growmancleaningcompany.com/live, growmancleaningcompany.com, all the cool stuff you'd ever want. All right, lightning round. I'm going to give you three quick questions, three amazing answers. Question number one, Mateo, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personally or professionally?
So to ask the right questions and, if possible, pre-qualify customers over the phone. So there is no need to meet every single customer face-to-face. My time is better spent at the office growing my company. There are a lot of questions, like if asked the right way, the right questions, you can really understand the scope of work. You can understand how long the cleaning will take.
What's your favorite question to ask over the phone to disqualify someone?
I would ask them when was the last time they had a professional cleaning company before, and if they have used a cleaning company before, it means that they are used to paying like $40, $35 dollars an hour per maid, because they have used professional cleaning companies before. And I asked them how long did they stay, and they tell me exactly how long it took them. So like they say 8 hours or 10 hours, so like 2 hours with a team of five people. So I know exactly how long it takes, how much they paid, and I have pre-qualified them. I know they're willing to pay. So I'm ahead of the game, and I don't have to worry about overcharging, because I know already they will be paying.
All right, great feedback. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from you?
I made a lot of mistakes.
There's an honest guy right there. Honesty. Go ahead.
One that comes to my mind is not asking for credit card information. Sometimes customers, they're like, can I pay by check or cash? I don't like to give my credit card information over the phone. And for not losing the customer, sometimes I say, okay, you can give the maids a check. But that caused me so many problems. They cancel the same day, or they don't pay the full amount. I learned from my mistakes. And now if they don't want to give me a credit card before the cleaning, I really have to secure the reservation with a credit card information.
I love talking to former 101 clients and hearing all the steps of the clean profit method at work. I'm so proud of you, buddy. Don't want to rush you, but I want to make sure we stay on time. Last question. What's your favorite book? I know you're a reader. Give us a book that we can recommend to Clean Nation.
So I've read a lot of very good books. Recently, I read one that I really liked, was Pencils of Promise. It's about a nonprofit organization that builds schools and increases educational opportunities in Laos, Nicaragua, Guatemala, and Ghana.
It's, did you say Pencils really cool. of Promise?
Yeah, Pencils of Promise.
Do you know the author?
Adam Brown.
All right, Pencils of Promise, Adam Brown. Knowing Mateo, I already am like, I want that book. It sounds exactly like the kind of stuff I like. Mateo, thank you so much for joining us, or for joining us again on the show. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Mateo's show notes page, check out his culture, give him a ton of money for his business. It's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.